1 Samuel chapter 19, verses 1 to 7. Saul has put heavy pressure on Jonathan, giving him a cruel, wicked, sinful command to kill David. But Jonathan, loving David, refused in his heart to carry out his father's command. And he showed love to David in a practical way. Now in this short discourse, I want to move on to the way Jonathan tackled his father. David was warned by Jonathan. My father Saul is looking for a chance to kill you. Be on your guard and so on. Go into hiding. I'll speak to my father about you. I will speak to him and I will tell you what I find out. So in verse 4, Jonathan spoke well of David to Saul, his father, and said to him, Jonathan tackles his father. He was not two-faced. He didn't try to keep in with both. He took steps to help David. He promised him. That was to his face. But behind his back, he kept his word. And he went to his father. And he stood up to his father. And he told him some home truths. Sure, he used gentle words and hard arguments. Sure, he took the opportunity. Verse 3, I will go out and stand with my father in the field. I'll speak to him there. But he took the opportunity. And he was straight with his father. He called a spade a spade. Verses 4 and 5, he talks about the king is doing wrong. This is wrongdoing. This is wrong to do this. Why then would you do wrong to an innocent man like David? As I say, he calls a spade a spade. It's wrong, Father. You are my king. I owe you respect as a king. I owe you respect as my father. But your commandment, your order, your rule here, your dictate here, is wrong. It's sinful, Father. He's not one of these men, Jonathan, who can see two points of view. Well, this is a difficult question, so we can't answer it. He's not looking for a formula or a compromise or a fudge. He's using, as I say, hard arguments and soft words. He has not wronged you. He has benefited you greatly. He took his life in his hands when he killed the Philistine. The Lord won a great victory for all Israel, and you saw it and were glad. Why then would you do wrong to an innocent man? David is innocent, he's been on your side, he's helped, the Lord is with him, he's used him, he rescued Israel, you rejoiced in all this. He's your servant, he will serve you. Powerful, strong arguments, standing up to his father. His father's got a quick temper. Jonathan has taken his life in his hands to a certain extent. But this is what real love is. This is the way to use the mouth to speak good and right things. The psalmist made it his prayer, and I've used it more than once in my life. Keep the door of my lips, Psalm 141, verse 3. James speaks a great deal about the tongue. Job 6:25 speaks about right words, forcible arguments. Ecclesiastes 10:12 speaks about the wise man using gracious words. And it's written large across the New Covenant. I've already quoted James or mentioned James. But Ephesians and Colossians, these two books have a great deal to say about the tongue. Ephesians 4, speaking the truth in love. Words of conversation seasoned with grace, with salt, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Ephesians 4:15, 25, 29, 5:19. Colossians 3:16, Colossians 4:6. 1 Thessalonians speaks about being faithful, firm, loving, standing firm, and so on. Jonathan exemplifies all these talents, gifts, and graces. He uses his tongue, his lips, wisely, strongly, firmly, faithfully, lovingly, graciously, softly, in a sense, gentle words, but hard, powerful arguments. He stands up. He speaks the truth in love. Jonathan is a fine example here. not two-faced, not popular with both men, keeping him with David and with Saul, not compromising. Oh, this is difficult. Yes, yes, let's look for the fudge, the compromise, the formula. No, David is right, Father. You are wrong. He hasn't wronged you. You're wronging him. This is sin, Father. Stop it. We're not going to do it. And so Jonathan confronts his father. The lessons are obvious to me, brother and sister. I'm sure they're obvious to you. Will you today be firm, faithful, gracious, loving, strong in argument, soft in words where necessary, taking the opportunity graciously, seasonably, saying the right when it's unpopular, not two-faced? I want to learn these lessons, and I want to show the spirit of Jonathan here, the spirit of my Lord Jesus Christ, the spirit of the gospel. I want to show the likeness to Christ. Jonathan gives a very fine example here of what it is to use the tongue wisely and well. May we today, as we have opportunity, as we have responsibility, may we use our lips wisely and well to speak the truth in love. In love, yes, but to stand firm and to speak the truth for Jesus. Amen.